I have a story in the book, a quick anecdotal story about the 9-year-olds that were playing baseball. And they played the game and then they had some extra time. And so the coach said, oh, great, we're going to play one more inning, but we're not going to keep score. And the 9-year-old comes up and he says, so can we have fun now?
Boy, that is telling. I think, Kirsten, I think there's a fundamental problem, and I caution young coaches about this. And that's if a bunch of parents are paying money and they give me six of their little 9-year-olds, and they expect me to put them through a warm up and some speed training and some strength and conditioning, there is this expectation, I think, from them that it's going to look like military, like I'm going to have total control over the group, right? They would want me to have control. They think that possibly I wouldn't. So the way I counterbalance that is I have them all in a perfect line and I'm cueing everything. If we're going to do a walking knee hug, I'm like, right leg balance, good. Eyes straight ahead, perfect. Grab that left knee, big straight back, big, big tall chest, looking good. Can you close your eyes for 2 seconds? Try it. 2, 1. Great. Open your eyes. Good. Foot down. Good. Balance on the other. All right. Can you arm swing? Right. That's what a parent would love to see. And that's, I think, probably a good version of that. And that was me for 10 years teaching people, my coaches, how to cue young athletes so that it looks like military, but it looks like, that looks like what your expectation of strength and conditioning or a warm up before something.
Yeah.
But that could come at the expense of actual, they want to see the cones on the ground, right? The parents mm-hmm. want to see the cones on the ground. They want to see all the variations that I know how to do in an agility ladder. They want to see mini hurdles out and that I make them do all of the standard things. And I show them 4 things they've never seen before so they can talk to their friends about how innovative Coach Rhett is over at the child performance training area, right? But that, I think, is in my older age with more wisdom and hindsight, I think that came at the expense of their athleticism. I honestly think that ditching all that stuff for, you know, like we mentioned, like a tag variations or any other ways to stimulate them while also being authentically reactive, also being authentically agile, would have created better athletes. It just would have looked messier to the parents out there. And the parents out there probably would have actively thought, why am I paying so much money for tag? So we have a problem in the system, right? You know, hopefully if you're doing your job right, then the tag is a supplement and they're getting better at tag because you're also doing some actual real work maybe in the weight room and doing some real work with some other plyometric work, or you're doing some other real stuff that makes the tag look better. But honestly, you know, the expectation, you know, I think that young coaches and a lot of coaches think that they have to meet the expectation of what the parents think. And that might not be the best.